Okay. Check, check.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, I suppose. I'm not near drunk enough. But I'm getting there.
Well, I'm about to break in. You ready? Okay, and I think we are live, and we're breaking into the stream now. To say hello, it is Friday, and it's time for Between the Sheets. So once I get the last bit of this little nonsense taken care of here on the technical side, we will start.
Yay.
Okay, just got to make sure that everything is running correctly. This is the first time that I'm actually running the show all by myself. I don't have any engineer or any cool guy like that, unfortunately, tonight. But I think we can wing it, and we'll do okay.
Maybe. We might just be talking to ourselves for an hour, but that's all right. We're probably talking to ourselves anyway.
Yeah, guaranteed. But I'd actually like to say hi to the two listeners that we have right now.
Woohoo! Don't turn it off.
Yeah, who are probably going to turn it off because they're like, oh, we were listening to music. You guys suck.
We do suck, but don't turn us off. You make us feel less sad and pathetic.
Yes, it will. Okay, well, guess what, everyone? It is Friday. It's time for Between the Sheets. We still don't have intro music because, well, we haven't found anything good. If you would like to recommend some intro music, then send it to, right now, just to the feedback section on galaxy15radio.com. I think it's .com. It could be .org. I don't know.
I think it's .com. At least that's what I advertised.
Yeah. Hell, I don't even know what radio station we're on. This is bad. Oh,
that's why you have me, darling.
I know. Okay. Well, welcome. I'm Syntax.
I'm the desperate one.
I'm Luna.
And yes, we have our pet on tonight.
Yay, Luna!
I know you've all have heard so much about her, and we finally drug her away from all of the other stuff that she thinks is all more important to show up for the show tonight. And hopefully she will keep coming back, even though it is Friday night, and we know that Friday nights are the busiest night of the week for you. So, okay. Well, I guess let's get into our first story.
Are you going to take this, or should I, dear?
Well, that was my cue to you there, dear.
Well, I can't see you. Okay, anyhow. The first and only story of the evening. Male fruit flies seek out alcohol when sexually rejected. A study performed at the University of California, San Francisco showed that male fruit flies who were sexually rejected by females tended to seek out food that contained alcohol. Male fruit flies who were not rejected showed higher levels of the neurotransmitter MPF and consumed less alcohol. The less MPF, the more alcohol consumed. So when they fucked, they got happy and didn't need booze. And when they didn't fuck, they were sad and they needed booze.
Isn't that the way everyone goes, though? It's like,
that's the way I go. I don't know. Well,
it's like, oh, you're going to do me? Yay! Well, unless they're really, like, hideously ugly, then it's like booze first.
Because that's not how you pick them. You wait until the booze is soaked in and then find the most attractive person. In the morning, what they look like is inconsequential because you don't stay that long.
I guess that's
this whole staying for breakfast thing is completely overrated.
Yeah, but see, I'm a guy and I'm really driven by my stomach, and if I would probably stay at some like horribly ugly troll faced, you know, chick's house if she was going to cook me a stellar breakfast in the morning.
So does that mean you're more likely to fuck fat chicks because you think they can cook?
So are you saying you don't want, or you like the wham bam thank you let's cuddle and cook me breakfast in the morning instead of a wham bam thank you ma'am?
It depends on how hungry I am.
Oh. All right, anyway, continuing with the story. Okay, also studied were whether male fruit flies preferred virgins or females who had mated before, though they did not give the results of that study in the article. I am actually thoroughly interested in whether the fruit flies preferred virgins or non-virgins.
Well, yeah, and I think the reason why they're like, no, we're not going to put this out yet is because they're like, oh, fuck, they do. Oh, no, we can't put this out. Cause
what, that virgins are so fucking overrated?
Oh, I know. Because usually they're like, they're sitting there like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
On the plus side, lots of times when you fuck a virgin, they cry.
Well, no, I didn't cry when I lost my virginity.
Me either.
I also didn't bleed.
Shut up and quit ruining my dreams.
Syntax, you can get a bitch to cry no matter what.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
But yeah, the only virgin I ever had, I've only had one virgin in my life, and that was years back, was terrible.
Well, yeah, it was guys, when we're virgins, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. And guys are supposed to, you know, they do most of the work through this. Yeah, but see, a female virgin can still...
Does both shut
can
off.
Still just lay on her back and be good.
All right, that's what I'm going to do from now on. You go ahead and you take the credit for every good sexual happening in our sexual history. And I will just lay there and be like, yeah, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't say that I was taking credit for all of the positive.
You said that you worked harder. You said you did most of the work.
Physically, a man is going to work harder.
I don't think that's true because in most of the sexual relationships that I've had to work harder than the man because the man is, well, in today's day and age, lazy.
And I can tell you that Luna does know how to work really hard because bitch almost broke my nose.
Yeah, I was there for that.
I'm pretty sure your pelvic bone and your pelvic muscles are stronger than most males. Because, dear God, I thought I was going to die. You were going to break my nose and I was going to drown in my own blood. But it was awesome.
What a way to start a New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
That was awesome. Anywho, so continuing with the story, virgins suck. Anyway, continuing with the story. In one part of the study, researchers decapitated the female flies and left them with the males so the males would not feel social rejection but would be sexually deprived. Though the article suggested in rare occasions, the males did in fact mate with the headless females.
Well, that's about like it is in real life, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never been headless, so I couldn't tell you if someone would want to mate with me without a head.
Wow. That's actually pretty epic. Okay. So I have to read this again just to be sure. The article suggests that in rare occasions, the males did, in fact, mate with the headless female.
Yes.
More power to them, I guess.
I think that just shows the desperateness of them and wanting to get laid, just like with most men.
They
don't do anything.
The need, the fruit fly need to procreate. It's like, I know this, nothing's going to happen, but you're taking my seed.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember, fruit flies live for 24 hours. Their whole, you know, lot in life
but,
is to,
however,
you know, drink some alcohol. Here. Dude, okay, wait. Fruit flies are the ultimate party animal. Their whole life revolves around fucking or drinking.
Hey, that's my life.
That's awesome.
But I thought that was thoroughly interesting that they, I mean, I imagine fruit flies don't have a whole hell of a lot of thoughts, you know, because they're fruit flies.
Yeah.
But you'd think that even a fruit fly would realize this is a dead female. This is not a live female. And they did it anyway. Which would suggest to me that there is a somewhat rare instance of necrophilia amongst the fruit fly community.
Fruit flies.
I also imagine that these fruit flies were huge gamer nerds.
Either that or they...
And couldn't get laid otherwise.
Big metal heads.
Or imagine they were like the gentleman we played Warhammer with his silver elf who was only nice to me after he started beating me. Imagine
you just admitted playing Warhammer.
I, Desperate One McGee, have played Warhammer.
Yeah.
P.S. That's not my real last name.
Yeah. Oh, hold on 1 second. Hold on, everyone. Time out. About 2 seconds. Luna, if you start texting and looking at your phone one more effing time.
You're lucky I can't see you right now, dear.
Good. It's next to... Wow, you sunk it into the couch in front of Carl.
Here, I'm throwing things at you.
Okay, so...
Make that hit you. There you go.
Okay, so everyone out there knows I have a fairly creepy mannequin with a gas mask and an eye patch and a top hat on with no hands that Luna... And he's sitting in the corner of my living room. Luna is absolutely frightened of him.
It freaks me out. On a scale of 1 to 10 of sad pandas, 1 being that's not that bad, and 10 being it'll make me cry my eyes out and curl into a ball, it's an 11. It scares the living daylights out of me. Don't know why. I think it's because of Doctor Who, but, you know.
Oh, dude, idea. Luna, are you spending the night, dear?
No, I don't think so. I might be going out later tonight.
Ah, you bitch. Next time you spend the night, Syntax.
Yes.
We're moving Carl while she's sleeping.
Oh, Lord.
No! We're going to, we'll position him, like, right next to her. So she wakes up and it's Carl staring her in the face. Maybe we'll take his legs off. Maybe we'll take his legs off so he's, like, eye level.
Yeah, so she wakes up in her cage next to our bed.
We'll just take off Carl's head and put it next to you.
Oh.
I will run out of the house bare-ass naked if I have to get away from Carl.
And I will videotape
I'm like, I don't see a downside awesome. To this.
You guys don't. I do.
I never see a downside when you're naked.
I know, neither do I.
We're running away.
In fact, Luna, you should get naked now.
Yeah, you should.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And while she gets naked, we're going to segue. What an awesome segue into the next story. All
right. Did you read over this?
I am now. So. Okay. You see, I'm really, really prepared. Don't you go near that phone. Yes. Here, I'll give you the pillow. Okay. So, the title of the subject for today is Taboo Within Kink. Don't be scared. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually went with that, but I did kind of go off on tangents in this, so you're going to have to keep it in line.
Kind of reel you back in. Oh, look. Oh, hey, yeah. You might want to close the shade on the window there. No. Okay. All right. So now that Luna and all of her blondness is naked. Yeah. You do have hair. Wow. Okay. We are so off on a tangent.
Blondness.
Yeah. Blonde. Yeah. That's the key word. Okay. So entering into the kink community can be frightening. Okay. And there's always these big things. It's like, am I too kinky? Am I not kinky enough? And usually most people thinking, am I not kinky enough? And, you know, that's one of the things that I really love about our community that we have here is that it's very, very, very accepting. You know, there's some people that are into play piercing and blood play and branding and scarification and stuff like that. But, you know, they won't shun anyone. They won't be like, oh, you don't do any, you know, scarification or artistic cutting or play piercing, so you can't hang out with us. You're not kinky enough. Luckily, we don't have that here. You know, we get people that who are just, you know, all they want to do is they want to go. They want to tie up their partner in bed in the comfort of their own home, and that's it. Or they want to use a little fuzzy handcuffs, or they like being spanked in the middle of sex, and that's it. But we're still accepting of that. You know, I personally, I think if you come to a community and they're like, no, you can't join our group because you don't do, you know, one-legged suspensions, you know, where you're upside down for 7 hours, then, you know, you can't join. Find a different one. You don't want really to be in that group. That's my personal opinion. You know, you might want to learn. You might want to all of a sudden, you know, be the one-legged inverted 7-hour suspension guy or girl.
Yeah. But basically within everything, within the scene, what a lot of people think of when they think, you know, SM, DS, what have you, it's, you know, flogging, whips, chains, you know, role play, basic stuff. But there's huge, huge volumes of people who are into tons of other things. Some of them specific, some of them not. Some people are only into, you know, one or two things. Some people are into everything. So there's varied groups, you know, amongst the kinksters. And you can find yourself in, say, a more specified group. Like, I think there's, we have a friend of ours who lives in New York half the time and here other half of the time while she's doing her schooling. And she has this rope bomb group that they do, like, suspensions and stuff in, like, alleys in New York. And that's a more specialized group.
It's all public suspensions. You know? They just show up somewhere.
That's just one part. That's a part of a larger group of people. So, yes, there are, you know, on the kind of fringe of kink, aside from, you know, general sadism, masochism, you know, DS, all that, there's rope and hook suspensions, play piercings, knife play, sissy mates, humiliation, degradation, incest play, abduction play, pet play, consensual non-consent, electrical play, fire play.
We really like the pet play. At least I do, anyways.
Pet play, not meaning like Luna being our pet, but pet like puppy, kitty, bunny, you know, pony. I mean, those kinds of things.
I want a bunny.
I want a bunny too.
Oh God, that'd be cute.
Kitten Cream has bunny ears. I think.
Will you be our bunny?
I can be.
Just hop around and get to the little bunny tail butterfly.
As long as I have the ears, okay. I like the ears.
Hey, Easter's coming up.
Yes!
You'll be able to find bunny ears everywhere.
Sweet.
Okay, so anyway, there's cutting, age play, race play. I mean, shit tons of different kinks. If you fall into one of these, if you fall into a few, if you fall into all of these, there's still a place. You are fine.
One of the most interesting, and I see it as interesting as that it's, people still play this, is, and there's two of them really. There's the master slave, not like MS, but the I own a plantation and you're my slave play, and then the Nazi concentration camp style play.
Yes,
which to me it's amazing. It's such an interesting concept. It's not something that I would be into, but it's just interesting.
It's fascinating. You know, it is just absolutely interesting what some people are into. And this isn't one, two people. This is a wide enough group of people that it's become a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's groups for it on FetLife.
You know, there's lots of different things. There's one guy who lives in, you know, the South who has an auction every year, who has a slave auction every year for, you know, for people who are into race play. Well, for people who are into race play, you know, it's a big thing. So, you know, there's always going to be a space for you, no matter what you're into, what you're not, there's always a place for you to be. Yeah.
Now, okay, Luna, you're fairly new into the scene, considering that you're fairly young. Have you ever had this feeling of oh, I'm not kinky enough, or
any other? When I first started, yes, I was like, I don't know if this is, like, if I'm kinky enough or if, like, I don't know what any of my fetishes are or how to find out what any of my fetishes are. But slowly but surely, I have come to find out that I am kinky enough, and I have several fetishes, a few that Syntax and Desperate One don't know about. Because we haven't talked in a while. And one major fetish that I have is socks. I love socks, but I need more.
More socks.
More socks.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, that was kind of off on a tangent. It was good. But I think the whole thing there is, you know, yeah, a lot of people don't know what all their fetishes are. So, you know, the way to fix that
is experimentation.
Exactly. Try something. Never go, oh, no, I wouldn't like that. I've come to realize that I'll try anything once. If I'm not real sure, I'll try it a second time. Make up my mind. Okay? There's some things I've tried once and gone, well, I can check that off my list. Done that. Okay.
Well, I can tell you there are things that I, in fact, am not into. I am not into scat play. I am not into vomit.
Oh, God, vomit.
Those are things that I'm not interested in. That is just something that is squicky. That is squick to me.
Yeah, okay. Here, and we're going to do a little vocabulary lesson to everybody here. Squicky, if you ever hear us say it's squick or that squicky, that means... It's a more polite way of going, ew, no, I'm not into that. Now, there are other people out there that are into this. You know, there are people that are into scat play and vomit play and stuff like that. So instead of going, ew, that's gross, and possibly, for lack of a better word, offending them, because I really don't care who I offend most of the time, but out of respect, we say it's squicky, which means to me, I go, eh, no.
Yeah, and, you know, that's nothing against anyone who's into that. I mean, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into, rock out. You know, it's just not something I happen to be personally into. You know, this is my personal opinion. If it gets you off, then have at it, dude. You do your thing. But because it comes down to because people in the community are accepting of everyone.
Yeah, yeah, and... Okay, just like our I'm reading ahead. This is the first time I've actually read our show notes. Because I'm prepared.
Love you too.
Yeah, I was out getting I was out getting food.
All right. So anyway.
So
I'm gonna continue on because I have read this since I wrote it.
I was gonna read the next section here.
All right, darling.
So, you know, if you're someone who's not very much into kink, okay, meaning you have a couple specific fetishes. Does not mean that you'll be shunned at any, especially the social events, you know, munches or, you know, social gatherings. There's kinky coffee. There's munches are great places to meet people. It's very social, in public place to go meet someone. You know, if your idea of kink is, you know, fuzzy handcuffs and a cheap blindfold or a bandana or something, you know. You know, you might be a little shocked when you first show up, especially to like a play party, and you know you see, you know, people crawling around with, you know, kitty cat tail butt plugs. Looking at that.
And I got one. Or I'll show you that, Luna. Remind me.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. We're going to show him. Yeah, but by all means, show up. You will be welcomed. At least most places, you will be welcomed. I had one kind of bad experience at a place in Texas. I was in college. I showed up once. It was awesome. I was kind of on the fringes. I showed up a second time because it was going to be fun, and no one would talk to me. It was one of those, they're like, who are you? I don't want to be. But I was kind of doing it wrong. I showed up expecting it to be kind of social, and it wasn't. It was a play party. So people had their own things going on, but I was kind of turned off for a while by that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's not going to be someone at the door saying, you may only enter if you like piercing, puppy play, and caning. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, even if you just want to observe, okay, that's perfectly acceptable. And, you know, some people's kink is voyeurism. They get off on watching. Other people get off on being watched. So, you know, you could be helping someone you don't even know get off because you're just there watching and learning. Okay. So, you know, kink really does take all kinds of people.
Okay. Yeah. If you're worried that you may be too far kinky, just test the waters. Always be respectful of other people's space. That's something that goes with every level of kink. Just be respectful of other people's space. If I guarantee you, you are not the kinkiest person in the world, no matter what you're into. You are not the kinkiest person in the world, and it's okay. Let me go back here. There are people on the planet who enjoy the things you enjoy. There's someone else out there, unless you're necrophiliac, and then they're all dead.
Well, yeah, yeah, but that still means that there's people out there. They're just dead people.
Yeah, and that's non-consenting, and that's bad.
Yeah.
If you get to talking with someone and they're not into something that you are, it's fine. Everyone's different. They may not be your ideal partner for a specific type of play that you'd like, but they may be someone that you could have a good time with in a different type of play. Say, you know, Syntax enjoys pet play and Syntax enjoys domestic servitude.
I do.
If he meets someone who is very much a cat, who very much is not interested in cleaning his house and making him coffee and setting his clothes out in the morning and things like that. But she or he is cat. He can have fun with that person in a pet space.
Yes, very much so. And I'm not going to have that person who identifies as a cat. I'm not going to have them clean my house.
No.
Because they would. It will be a wreck.
They look at you like you were stupid.
Yeah, not only would they look at me like I was stupid, but
you're
if
not
they...
going to ask your live-in sub, you're not going to ask your maid or butler to put in, you know, or put on a tail and put on some ears and be a cat. Because
exactly.
That's not, you know, it's... You probably aren't going to find one person who encompasses everything that you want. But there are people who are.
If you have a cat in your house, you'll end up with balls of yarn hanging off of everything.
And all your furniture is going to be ruined and they might pee on your clothes.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but, you know, there are people out there who might be good fits for you in different ways. So just talk to people, you know, get to know them, try to become friends with people before you attempt to play with them. Sometimes at a party, you know, if you have someone who's a sadist and a masochist and they just want to get together and have some whipping fun, then that's fine. But if you're looking for something more involved, like, say, pet play and domestic servitude, things like that.
Okay, hold on. Time out.
Et cetera.
Something has made Luna just dissolve into a giggling puddle of goo.
So, what is a Luna?
So what's on your mind?
Well, I was popping my back and I looked over and I saw my underwear sitting on the floor and I was like, aw, I miss my blue zebra print underwear. And then I thought back to the night I was at a friend's house and we got down and he came on my underwear and took it off and threw it under his sheets or under his mattress. And it was just funny to me. Yeah. It was, sorry.
Oh. All right, then, Luna.
And see, this is why we keep her around. These are the conversations that just randomly erupt throughout the day. She'll just look over, start giggling, and we'll be like, what? Because lots of times she starts giggling at the most inopportune moment. Like, I will be looking at her very sternly because she's done something, and she just starts giggling, and it's because of something completely random. And then I get a chuckle out of it, and she gets Carl time.
I don't think we need to go Carl time with this one, but
no,
yeah, not yet. I'm sure she'll earn some by the end of the night.
Oh, more than likely.
You know, earlier I had to be quiet for 5 minutes without a peep, or I had to have Carl time, and I was quiet for like 10 minutes because I did not want Carl time.
Well, you shouldn't have fucked up.
I didn't. I don't even remember why.
Because you were being mouthy.
Because you fucked up.
Because you fucked up.
Sorry, sir.
That's what you always have to remember when you're in trouble. Just think to yourself, well, shouldn't have fucked up.
Exactly. Even if you don't think you fucked up.
All right, we're going off.
Okay, we
back
are.
To the thing. Back to things and stopping things. Ah.
Yeah. Okay, so like we said before, you know, we have a very thriving and we're very fortunate to have a thriving, accepting, and open community here in our area. You know, while I can't speak for other areas specifically, the Kingsters that we've met have all been very kind and very gracious, very accepting of all kinks and orientations, you know, even if they don't share them, you know. So if this is something that you're interested in, you know, if you're interested in being a cat or having a cat or having a puppy or, you know, getting
or having a little.
Yeah. Or having a little or being sold at a slave auction or getting play pierced or getting a brand or just using fuzzy handcuffs and you want to know the best brand of fuzzy handcuffs. Come to a munch, come to a play party. You might find something that you didn't think was, you know, awesome and hot. And you'll see someone else doing it, and you'll just all of a sudden be like, I want to do that.
Like violet wands for me.
Exactly. I can't stand violet wands.
As soon as that thing touched my skin, I was like, oh, dear God, I have to have you. I want you. I want you with me all the time. and like the suspension, you know.
Yeah.
That was something I was terrified of. But, oh dear God, it's so much fun. And it took me a very long time to realize that, okay, and I'm going to say this in front of people, something I have denied for a very, very long time. I'm a little. I am a little. Something I'm not, you know, comfortable with myself exactly admitting just yet to people. But yeah, I mean, that's something that I didn't really think of, that we kind of naturally, organically got into, and it's, I enjoy it very much. So you never really know.
Yeah, and
what's
going to
pique your interest.
You know, it's like being a daddy. I never thought I would until, you know, this whole thing came about, and it was like, oh, I kind of enjoy this. This is kind of, I kind of like this. I've always given out the advice and the, yeah, I'm looking at you, Luna, who never takes it. but you know, and that, so I kind of fell into that role. But if I wouldn't have been open-minded, if I would have gone, oh no, I don't know, nope, can't do it, then I would have never, ever, you know, it would have opened up this door for the awesomeness at least that I think.
I have to say I've been very happy.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Don't be shy. Come on out. Talk to people. And even if you discover you're not kinky in the slightest, you will meet some of the sweetest and most interesting people you've ever met in your life. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And most interesting for sure. There are so many awesomely interesting people that I'm really glad I've met, even though we have no kinks in common. I'm still glad I've met these people because they're awesome.
All right. So now, what are we doing on time? Do we have time to do the next one or should we skip to Toybag?
No, we're only at about 36 minutes. So
okay.
Yeah, we've got some time and then some.
Okay. So we might have
Luna do a little dance for us after. Yeah. 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 We might have you do that and then.
I love that dance.
Makes for awesome radio.
I'm sorry you guys can't see it, but Luna is extremely sexy.
She is. She's blonde. She's about 5'6". Very fair skin. She has good young girl boobies.
Wonderful young perky boobies.
Yeah.
An amazing tummy, an amazing butt, amazing thighs, amazing everything. And her hair always smells so good.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead and be jealous, because you should be.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't see it. Ha! Okay.
So
I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we got some advice. We got a question, actually, sent to us. Okay, and the question is, I've been with my partner for a while, and I'd like to spice things up with some bondage. I'm afraid, though, that my partner won't be accepting. What should I do? Okay.
Well,
this is a very, very common question, and I've heard it answered wrong a lot. I've heard it answered, well, just do it. If they don't like it, then, oh, well, that can be detrimental. And it's wrong because it's non-consenting at that point. Everything that we do in the kink community is safe, sane, and consensual, SSC, which I'm not a big fan of just because of the wording. I like the acronym RAC, which is Risk Aware Consensual Kink.
Yeah, but that's getting off.
I know,
topic.
It's getting off.
We can go over that.
But consent is in there. So,
yeah. So what you need to do is open your big fat mouth.
Exactly.
You need to talk. You need to sit them down and talk. Because if you cannot have a relationship with open and honest communication, then you're doomed.
Exactly. So you have to talk and, you know, let them know. Especially if you've been in this relationship for a while.
You're emotionally invested.
Yeah.
Perhaps you're financially invested, legally invested.
They're probably not going to look at you and go, ew, you want to put me in fuzzy handcuffs, or you want to be put in fuzzy handcuffs and called dirty words, ew, and then run away. That's not going to happen.
Well, you can't say not.
Well, and if it does, then you guys had you had far more issues more than likely than what.
But if it does happen, I mean, that's something you're going to have to take into account too. I mean, is this worth it? Your partner may be willing to try some things. Your partner may be like, you know what? I can try this for you. It took me 2 or 3 months to get an ex to slap my ass with a riding crop, and he still wasn't really comfortable with it. And I was like, okay, well, I love this person, so I will just have to let this go. You know, that was a choice that I made in that at that time in that relationship. You have that choice to make in yours. Say your partner is unwilling or unable. I know a girl who I've known since I was like 12 years old. Had no idea she was kinky, which is awesome that I found out she was later. But she had sent me a message. And she's like, well, you know, what do I do here? I'm having some problems with my husband. They were swingers. They were both completely okay and happy with the swinger lifestyle. But she hinted to me that she wasn't quite satisfied with everything. And I said, well, you know, why don't you go ahead and check out this? And I pointed her towards some things. And she found them and she's like, oh my God, this is exactly what I've wanted. This is what I've wanted for my entire life. You know, I want to get there. This is what I, you know, I am. She's very much a submissive. She's very much a masochist. And it was so awesome. I took babysitting class with this girl. I dated her brother in eighth grade. I mean, I've known this girl forever. And it's like, oh my God.
Bonding. Dated her brother.
Yeah, I did. He's totally crazy. But I dated him for about 3 months in the eighth grade. So she's like, and she brought it all up to her husband. She's like, this is cool. This is awesome. This is what I want. And he shut her down. He said, nope. He told her she was weak for being a submissive. He told her she was pathetic for being a masochist. You know, all this. He just shut her down. And she's like,
you know what? Any
crisis.
Anyone that says that a submissive is weak should try and be a submissive. You have to have so much. You have to be able to take so much, for lack of a better word, abuse. You have to take, you know, you have to be so strong in your will that you will yourself to do something that you really, really don't want to do sometimes.
But the desire to serve often overwhelms any apprehensions. I mean, that's not to say that a dominant won't ask a submissive to do something that's totally out of her character and totally makes her extremely uncomfortable. But often I've found, at least in my own instance, that the desire to serve kind of topples that and, feeling. And but I'm not weak.
Yeah.
I'm not a weak person.
And lots
I'm very
of times,
not.
What I ask you to do that's outside of your comfort zone, after you end up doing it, what happens?
You do it more.
Luna pretty much hit that on the head. Not always. There are some things that are still out of my comfort zone, still things that I'm uncomfortable doing. However, you know, it's different. Anyway, it's different. But I'm not done with my story, so y'all can shut the fuck up for a second. So,
I keep thinking with this whole submissive, the submissives have to be strong and with their will and all that. I thought about the first time I ever gave Syntax a blowjob. I hated giving blowjobs, but now I'm like, yeah, total turn on. Let me right fucking now. And I guess it's being a submissive, I got comfortable with it. It's, the strong survive or whatever? It's adapting, and it's just something you have to get used to. Like, you don't have to get used to it, but it helps a lot, and it builds you stronger if you get used to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Luna. Okay.
This is why we love you.
We do. But yes, but the whole the way I think of submission is a little different. I don't think that doing something for you, my dear, my love, would make me enjoy. There's things I'm not going to enjoy ever. Okay. I do not enjoy when I give you a drink, having to hold it with two hands. That bothers me.
And I'm sitting there for minutes.
For however long, you know, that bothers me. It's like, all right, dude, really? Look at me and take the fuck drink. You know, things like that. But there are things that I have grown to love. I did not enjoy cooking before you and I lived together. I never did it. I didn't enjoy ever doing laundry or cleaning the house or everything. But I enjoyed it because I was doing it for you. Yeah, that's my thought on it. It's I enjoy making you happy. I enjoy seeing you. I enjoy taking care of you.
If you end up, that and you found out that if you do it in that cute little black and white maid's dress with no undies on, there's some fun things usually happen.
But it's not a maid's dress. It's a swing dress. It's not a maid's dress. It's just black and white.
You'll see it later. It's awesome.
It's adorable. It's very Donna Reed.
Oh, it is. And she has a red and the red and black polka dot apron she puts on with it.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very 50s, you know.
You haven't let me finish my story. I'm like half story. And you guys just keep talking. Okay. So he shut. Okay. Back
oh, wait.
To.
We love you.
Husband shut her down. I love you too. Shut the fuck up. her husband shut her down. And he's still very much not. But he has subsequently come to sort of allow her to have play partners within the community and whatnot. This is something they agreed on. There are other people who agree to, they are sexually monogamous, but they play with other people. If you have a partner who is unwilling to be, to share this kink with you, to experiment with you, who is a sexually monogamous person, who is an emotionally monogamous person, who just wants you to be there for them in the role that they want you to be in, that you've been in for however many months, years, days, however, you really have to think about it. You really have to think, okay, you have to make your choice. You have to do what's right for you. And that's all I can tell anyone about anything.
Yeah.
It's, you need to do what's right for you. Think about it. No snap judgments. Please, no snap judgments ever. If there were snap judgments to be made, Syntax and I would have been broken up years ago.
Oh, God, yes.
You know. So
gallivanting around the world, probably with multiple STDs.
Mm-hmm. They just have the one, which is douchebaggery. So.
I don't think that's sexually transmitted.
I don't know, but it sounds like it could be.
It very could be.
I think a shot of penicillin will clear that up, but you can't have one because it'll kill you. So anyway, you know, just talk with your partner if this is something you want to explore and they don't seem to be. Talk with them. You never know. And if it's not something they want to explore and they'll allow you to explore it with other people, then great. If it's not something they want to explore and they don't want you to explore it with other people, you need to really sit down and think about what's going to be right for you. And
not just what's going to be right for you, but if you're really invested in the relationship, you know, what's going to be right for the both of you? You know, do you really want, you know, do you want to stay? Do you, you know, how invested are you? It sounds kind of crass, but are you going to be able to stay in this or in that relationship with without those needs being fulfilled? Because
you do have to really think about what's going to be right for you. Because if you decide that this is something you want and you're going to be miserable with this other person, then you're going to in turn make that other person miserable. You're going to resent them. Your relationship is going to suffer. And, you know, so you really do have to think about what's best.
Exactly. And yeah, you're right. What's best for you?
Because that's going to affect your partner.
Yes.
Your opinions, your thoughts. If you know, you don't want to come out, you know, 2 years later and be like, and I never did this because of you. And what if they didn't even know, you know? And you don't want to spark that resentment because resentment is a heavy, heavy burden to carry. And it just makes you a bitter, bitter, crappy person.
Yes.
And nobody wants to be a bitter and crappy person except my mother.
That's probably true. Okay. Well, I think we've.
Did you like my end of that one there?
Yeah, we've beat that.
Yeah, we did.
Into the ground, and hopefully that helped.
I don't know if it did, but that's, you know, all we can do is give our opinion. If you agree with it, fine. If you don't, fine.
Yeah. If you think we're full of shit, let us know. Yeah. Send it to the feedback at Galaxy 15 Radio. Send the feedback. Tell us we're full of shit. And
you can stay anonymous. And in fact, we prefer if you do.
Yeah.
You know,
because if you say this is so and so from so and so address,
we don't want to know.
We
don't want
to
know.
Yeah, if you do put that down, we might feel obligated to put it on the air.
Yeah, we're not interested in who you are. We're interested in your thoughts.
Exactly.
So don't worry, you won't be outed by us.
Yes.
But and our two listeners, which probably have left by now.
No, we still have listeners.
Woohoo! Yeah. Hello, listeners. Thank you for taking the time out of your very busy day to listen to us ramble.
Yeah.
Okay. So off we are to the toy bag.
Oh, don't worry. You're going to get this. She's so I'm holding.
You have the ring gag, don't you?
I do. Now, if you couldn't have told by now, on the toy bag this week is gags. Gags are fun. Holy crap, and there's so many different kinds. You don't have to go out and buy the really expensive, you know, ball gag that's, you know, locking and all of that. You can
one of my favorite gags is.
Oh, you throw her down, you pull, cut, rip, whatever, the panties off.
And shove them in her mouth.
Put up, shove it in her mouth.
Oh, it's so fucking hot.
Okay.
If you have a girl who's a germaphobe or can't stand the taste of her own vagina, use clean panties, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, just about anything can be used as a gag. A couple of safety concerns. Make sure that if it does seal off the mouth completely, make sure that they can actually swallow the drool because it's going to happen.
Oh, the drool.
The drool is so hot. So now,
very much big fetish for drool.
So Luna here, because see, I couldn't do this on a regular show, because if I did this on the regular show, if I demonstrated how the gag worked, then it would just be me talking at the desperate one, and she would sound something like this.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I put, you know, Luna into.
Oh god, that's hot.
The ring gag, yes, and she is very, very hot in it. Ring gag is awesome. It's exactly what it sounds like. It is a hard plastic, sometimes they're leather wrapped ring, so it's open.
Okay. Which is very good. Ring gag sizes vary. The one that we have fits Syntax's cock very nicely.
It is also so. One of the bigger ring gags. Yeah, it's. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's there's a lot of people who enjoy grabbing the ears and face fucking, and you can do that with a proper size ring gag. Just be careful of the size, because people obviously have varying sizes of mouth. I can't wear that ring gag for very long without my jaw starting to freaking kill.
And I actually can't get that ring gag in my mouth. I can't open my mouth large enough to get it all the way in. Because it fits right behind your teeth, so you can't force it out, and you can't close your mouth. But it's open, so the drool will just go forth.
Although I have found with the ring gag, since it's exposed to air, the drool dries quicker. The ball gag does give better drool amounts.
Yes. And
Big gag has the same thing as the ring gag. Too much air, not enough. It dries up the drool really fast.
Now, a ring gag, if you want them to be quiet, don't use a ring gag. Use a ball gag.
Oh.
Use panties. Use something else. Because a ring gag does exactly the opposite. It actually amplifies anything they're going to say, even though it turns it into gibberish. Doesn't it, Luna? Exactly. So, every gag is going to make basically whatever the person who's wearing it is saying be almost intelligible. Now, I have played with Desperate One enough.
Baby, unintelligible.
That's what
not intelligible. No, you said intelligible.
Oh, sorry. I've played with the Desperate One enough that when she's in the bit gag or the ring gag, you are so excited that you're drooling. That's awesome. I forgot where I was going. Oh yeah, that when she's in one of the gags, I can usually tell what she's saying, and usually it is very not nice things about me.
Mm-hmm. I do use the ball gag as an excuse to say nasty things sometimes, because if I get hit in the ass with a cane particularly hard and it becomes the not happy type of pain, ooh boobies, then I tend to get angry. And so I will tell him he's a fucking piece of shit and I hope his mother gets raped by a pack of Mexicans, a la Mel Gibson, you know. But he knows what I'm saying now, so that I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, because lots of times when she says things like that, I'll give her the look that in no uncertain terms lets her know that
I've crossed the line and earned a spanking.
Exactly.
So yeah, I can't do that anymore. But it's
in her,
it's fun. It is.
Yeah,
fun.
In her, yeah. Usually in her situation, it's wall squat time.
Yep, Eddie hates the wall squats.
Yes, stress.
Haven't
position.
Yet gotten soap in my mouth, even though that's what two or three said, Panda.
Oh, I know, and I'm. That's next time you're mouthy. That's what's gonna happen. I've actually been thinking about that one.
Oh, I'm actually kind of curious to try that.
So. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get mouthy. Rawr, rawr.
But gags
are great. They really are. They say you're only submissive in the bedroom. It just adds a little bit of that. They use panties add to the humiliation degradation factor. Say you're into extremely rough sex and you want your partner to call you a fucking cunt and all you're worth is your fucking holes. You know, say you're into that. You know, the used panties are fucking brilliant. It says volumes without saying anything.
Exactly.
You know?
And it makes it so you say nothing.
No, I say plenty.
Well, I can't hear it, so I don't care.
Well, you hear it now. We just went over that. You know what I say now. So I have to, I'm going to have to learn how to speak so you don't hear me.
Yeah,
not you don't bad. Understand me.
Now, things like bit gags can be used other ways, too. They be used with pony play, which is...
And puppy play.
Super cute. Yes, and puppy play.
I do want a pair of pony shoes so bad.
No, they're so cute. But yeah, they can do so much. There is a couple of safety things. Like I said before, anything that seals off the mouth completely, you have to make sure that they can breathe through their nose. Some people can't do that very well. You have to make sure that if it seals the mouth, that the drool has somewhere to go. That, you know, they're not going to choke and die and drown on their own drool. That would be hard to explain to the cops.
Indeed.
And you would break your toy. That's something that I've learned to live by. Don't do anything that's going to permanently break your toy. Because then your toy's gone and you can't play with it anymore, which makes you sad.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, just be aware of these things. just remind me of the friend of ours who we talked to day before yesterday, I think it was, who had her misadventure in a hotel room.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she is no longer allowed to pack the ring gag when they go to a hotel room because they were asked to leave. Because, like we said, a ring gag amplifies everything. So if you're loud during sex and you put the gag in so that you don't get thrown out of the hotel, don't use the ring gag because then she's twice as loud. Or, no.
But yes. Anyway, gags are fun. Invest in one. They have on the market an H jawbreaker gag, which yes. is just, it's a one-time use. Okay. Hold on. I have strings of drool coming out of Luna's mouth, and it is amazing.
Yeah, that is absolutely.
But yeah, it's a one-time use thing. It is, in fact, it's not a jawbreaker like it's going to break your jaw. It's a jawbreaker candy.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is kind of cute.
It's a jawbreaker with a hole drilled through it. You put it in. And see, and that's an endurance thing because it's one of the big ones. It's one of the, I think it's 2.5 inches.
Yeah. And if you have jaw problems, get a small gag if you can handle it. Yes.
They do make different sizes.
If your jaw is so sensitive that you can't, yeah, they do. If your jaw is so fragile that having it open for, you know, 5 minutes is going to hurt you, don't worry about it. It's okay. Don't get one because the last thing you need to do is actually fuck yourself up.
Yeah, is, you know, actually breaking yourself.
Not a good thing. Not fun. I love bruises and scratches, and I love looking at all my nastiness in the morning. I think it's beautiful, but I don't want like anything
broken
that's
bone.
Gonna. Yeah, I don't want anything that's gonna hinder me from playing the next night.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Well,
I think we're done.
Yeah. That
I think
about.
It's time for us to shut up.
About wraps it up for the evening.
Say goodnight, Luna. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well. Yeah. This is right about the end. So, Sard is constantly updating the music. If you know of any, you know, Creative Commons open license music that you'd like to hear played on the station, or that you think might be a good intro for or outro for our show.
For us, because I can sing a little song.
Yeah, send it to the feedback at Galaxy 15. Thursday nights is Pure Decking with Morps, myself, and others.
And others. Saturdays. The Wonderful I Have Nothing.
You know, the show that started it all. In fact, tomorrow is the 150th show of I Have Nothing. It's 150 weeks.
Congratulations, boys.
Usually we do something big and special. I don't think we're going to. We're probably just going to get extremely shit-faced considering that it's on St. Paddy's Day and scream into a microphone.
Oh, shoot.
Hour.
Yeah, is our house guest going to be here for that?
Possibly.
That would be awesome.
Cares. Okay. So, yes, that's on Saturdays. There's the Nameless Review show number 7. That's the actual title.
That's
come
BSVs, right?
Yeah, it'll come on whenever BSV
decides to do it.
I don't know. Yeah, it comes out of orbit, and because we all know that he's building the robot uprising in a space station orbiting Antarctica. So whenever he gets back, there should be another Nameless Review show.
But in the meantime, listen to Morps.
Yep.
Because Morps is Morps.
All
thinking
right.
About it now.
Right. Have fun playing, and hopefully we will see you in the place where everyone wants to be next week, which
is... Just remember, keep fucking.
Yes, keep fucking. You know, we will see you all between the sheets next week. So...
Good night.
Everyone, say good night, Luna.
Good night.
And we're clear.